for Zayin Beis on the Ran. And the Ran is asking a question. I mean, Tamar, it's the second to last medium sized line. So it's without over there, then it's a big Tamar. Chiyomer Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, my hobby, Hadabar Shin B'mamashu. The person says yeshiva sukkah lai. So shalei yeshiva sukkah is lashon of Yeshua. Yeshiva sukkah lai is lashon of a neder. He's making something usher on him, but what he's making usher on him is not a physical thing, because he's saying he's not ushering the sukkah. He's ushering yeshiva sukkah. So he's making the state of being of yeshiva sukkah upon him. There's nothing for the kedusha to take effect on. Yeshem and Hachem Amitzkinan, Kigun Damer Kainam Sukkah Yeshivasa Alai. So he's making an isser on the sukkah in regards to yeshiva. The Rabbah Lachosh Latrutse El Lashon Hano Dam Rabbi. So Rabbah, when he was addressing his problem here, Rabbi said Lashon of Hanoah, and Rabbi said Hanoah is not correct because Hanoah is mitzvah l'hanositnu. But there was other issues which Rabbi would need to correct, but there wasn't his point. That's all I have to answer. Abel, Tosfos Amru, comes Tosfos and says, that's how you could answer the Gemara. So the Ran came to Tosfos, Shafilo Omer, Shafilo Omer, Kanim Yeshivas Sukkah Alai Mahani. That lashon does work. Sorry. What do you mean? Rabbi has a problem with lashon. The bias lashon of the bias says in the Gemara, Hanah Sukkah Alai. So Rabbi says you can't say lashon of hanoah sukkah because there's no hanoah mitzvah of the hanoah. So Rabbi says, so he didn't say hanoah, he said yeshiva sukkah alai. So Rabbi's point wasn't come to address exactly how you said it, sukkah yeshiva as opposed to yeshiva sukkah. His point was yeshiva versus hanoah. Ben Echadami, the language of yeshiva sukkah alai is not really the correct way of saying it. It's sukkah yeshiva sukkah. Tosfos says no. The yeshiva sukkah lai works. It's when there's no item involved at all. He's talking about sleep. He's talking about speech. When he talks about the item, it's called yeshba mamish. So he mentions the sukkah. So he's saying even though he's talking about the act of yeshiva. He said, talking about the act of yeshiva in conjunction with the sukkah, so that's called the yesterday specific item. He said, "My the Omer Rinan Perak Afalpi, a Perak Basid the Mechilta, Kavim Makdash Masay Yidei Ishtoi." The person says that the Mekminim BeOmer Yikdashu Yodai LeOisehen, my hands should become kaddish vis-a-vis with that which they create. So you're putting an iser on the hands. So according to Tosfos, the pashut on the more means that the case with the more says that that's exactly the language that the woman used, or that the man used. But lav dafka kam ba'omer, you don't need that the person should actually say that phrase. Lanasa ka'omer, ka'omer just means it's considered kimashi hiskrus yadayim. Because Masa Yidei Ishtoi, you mention the hands. So according to Tosfos, so once you mention the item that it's taking effect on, so that's good enough. So you don't need Yikdusha Yad Eloseyan, because Masa Yidei Ishtoi is automatically construed to mean Yikdusha Yad Eloseyan.
Well, in that case also, there's the items that are worked upon. Whereas in Yeshivat Sukkah, there's just the sukkah, there's not another item. So the kedusha could take effect on the hands, or it could take effect on the items that have been produced.
Um, Interesting question. The more Badafka says that the point is Yikdash Yodai, that the Isser is on the hands. I suppose the more was not understanding that you could say that his point was because the Maisi of the Ishta is not necessarily an item, which is always an item which is produced. It means anything which he does. So it's not always an item, it's any action. He's offering the benefit from any of her actions. So the more says the ask of the benefit of the action, you have to say, you have to say the hands. It's still not considered a hanah. So Tosis says, Tirtim Tosis, the Bekamachim Kiman Amar Shaasa Yeshivasa Alav, Avisha Engloy Boy Hanah Chal. So it's not the hanor of yeshiva sukkah, it's the act of yeshiva sukkah, or sukkah yeshivasa. So the fact that there's no hanor involved, then it is irrelevant. Okay. So it's around like this. Visa, according to that, what Tosis says, Omar karam zrika sur liyam alav osir. Avli shein lo bezikosei hanor, osir lezorka. A person says, "Kodem zrika sor tzur liyam." So this pebble, I'm not going to throw into the yam. So the pebble is an item. Throwing the yam doesn't do anything for him, but he asked the pebble in regards to zrika. So you don't need to know miu davka mefarish yeshiva sukkah or zrika sor. But this that we assume that the item is usher vis-a-vis an action when it has no benefit for the person, it's all the person is explicit. That's all he says. So we assume he means it should be also the benefit of it. And therefore, Yoshev Yeshivasa, he could be Yoshev Yeshiva Shal Mitzvah, Mizarka Shanesabar Liyam Imrotza. The mistama loy osir el atzma ella hano bilvat. The language of kadam sukalai or kadam surzelai, the understanding it means it's also to me to, in regards to getting any type of usage out of it. Usage in the sense of being a benefit. So makdish, okay. So therefore, and since mitzvah lab lahanas nitnu or throwing to the yam is bechal not a hano, so those are mutter. So makdish behemtoy osir love. When it says he's makdish, it doesn't mean he can't touch it. It means he can't benefit from it. He can't use it for anything. So hanami iser stam achila bano mashma. The stam iser means achila bano. It doesn't mean any interface with it. Of course, a pirish lesser lots of feeling the gear is chal. If you could say that, it's also even in regards to the gear would be chal. So the same thing in regards to throwing the tzura liyam. In regards to throwing the tzror into the yam. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara. We're holding the Gemara on the fourth line from the bottom, the last word. So what's the question? So you're saying that this pasuk of that it says that lo yachel devaroi, that by shavua it takes effect and he cannot make his words chulin. It only says devaroi, but it's relevant for him personally, but something which is a bit relevant to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then we override his deeber and the shavua is not chal. So of course that's the source. We have a different source, the Tanya. I could have thought the following. A person swears to go not do a mitzvah, and then he did not keep the shua. So he was nishba levatel, and he wasn't, and then practically he wasn't levatel. He did the mitzvah. So yochel yechayev, I would think that he's now chayev a korban for not keeping his shua. Which means the shua is effective, and he didn't keep the shua, so he's over the iser of not keeping the shua, and he's chayav a korban. Tamalamar lahara or lehetiv. The pasuk says by the din of korban shua that the person brings a shua by not keeping his a korban for not keeping his shua. Torah says that a person he expresses with his mouth either a choice of laharat negative or lehetiv or positive. So we understand ma tava rishus af hara rishus. Just like the idea of so over here is yinishma levatel is a mitzvah, which sometimes you don't have a choice. But hatava in that situation, you would have a choice. So hatava, just like hatava, is it's talking about a case where the person is he has a choice to eat or not to eat. So we also he has a choice. The shua is only effective if he has a choice. By haro, he doesn't have a choice to say this. So we have two psukim now. Some more answers. Chad krua lemiftere mi korban shua, v'chad lemiftere min lav de shua. Lo yachal devoroi is the lav, so that's the pasuk. Darshan devoroi, there's no lav. The other one tells me that there's no chiv korban.
So if there was no lav, you would think that you might still bring a korban.
Well, you do, actually, the law is you get malchus for this law because of shua shav.
Okay.
You just don't have the law of leichel devoroi.
Right. But why would you think you'd bring a korban? The law.
I don't know. It's a good question. The pasha is the shua is a shua, so that's why he gets malchus for the shua shav shabbai. So even though the Torah is not commanding him of lo yachel devaroi because the mitzvah overrides, but we can say that since the shua was effective, so he hasn't fulfilled the shua, even though he's not commanded to do so. I would think that itself would almost be like he's automatically set up for. He may not keep it, but he deserves a korban for saying a shua and not keeping it.
What about a mitzvah that's sort of like it's like a rishus element to it, like doing a chesed.
Pasha, but if it's clearly something which could be construed as a rishus, so the shua bichal. Okay.
Yeah, and a mitzvah kiyum is that would be rishal.
Depending how we said it, yeah, I think so. Okay, zot the Mishnah. Yesh neder b'sach neder b'shua b'sach shua. So there can be a neder. You can nest one neder inside of another. You cannot do that with a shua. Okay, so what does that mean? Omer hareni nozer im oichol, hareni nozer im oichol. So nazirus is a form of a neder. It's calling the person kedusha, etc. So he says, I am a nozer if I eat this item, and he says that twice. V'ochel he ate the item, so then he's chayav kolachas v'achas. He's a nazir twice. Even though he tied his nazirus or his netter, as it were, to one ma'isa, and if a person says a netter, it's also already. How can you make it? You could argue like he can't be a nazir on top of a nazir. In other words, he's not if. If you eat grapes, he's not Chai Malchus twice eating grapes because he's a nozer twice. It's only once he's a nozer. How can't be a nozer a second time? So it means that the both take effect, both zeros take effect. But since he cannot act out two nazirus at one time, so he has to fulfill one, and then he fulfills the second one. But also means, let's say he goes, he's matan neder on the first one, so the second one takes effect immediately. The second one is betzim there to be chal, just it has, it's waiting to take effect. So once you remove a Hatorah removes the netter retroactively, like it never existed. So then the second netter bechal. So the second shul is not chal, because once the first shul is chal, it's no longer a davar shereshus. Now it's not a case of lahara lahetiv. Now it's like nishma levatel is a mitzvah. So the shua shlo oichol, the second shua is not effective, because the shua by there's no, once you learn nishma levatel is a mitzvah, is not a chal. So mitzvah, the kaim is mitzvah, is also not a chal, because it has not lahara lahetiv.
What if you sent shuush lochol for 2 days? Shuush lochol for 2 days. How does that? Would you have it would be chal for 4 days, or
no?
Then why not?
Because we assume that the stam lashon of I will not eat means it takes effect immediately. So he's swearing twice that they won't eat immediately. But then you can't swear twice.
Well, right. So it's even if you said, "Look, I'm going to do a tannis for 2 days," so we have to construe that to mean immediately.
Right.
Why can't you do it like, you know, let's say stam is l'chumra?
But even if it would, then that's not the case. And the point of, if we said that's what he meant, so let's say he's mat to the first shul, so he's not a shti today. So the second shul was not b'chal top of it wasn't two shuls. The point of the zero is that both are b'chal immediately. I have a practical problem. I cannot fulfill it till the second time. But batsim is b'chal, because I can put the kedusha twice on the item. But shul is on the action. Once I have to do the action, I can't make a shul on it the second time, because it's now it's nishmal of kaim is a mitzvah, which is not b'chal. That's what we're saying. Yesh neder b'sof neder means you could put the kedusha twice.
So it could be matish an animal as a korban twice.
No, because the kedusha of a neder and the kedusha of a korban are not exactly the same. At a practical level, in the case of the zeros, he has the chiyuv to fulfill it. So we're saying he can't fulfill it until he does it twice.
I mean, one of the differences here is the matter is, so to speak, the heart's loop, right? We don't know what's going to happen until after he does something or doesn't do something. Whereas the shu is halamid on there, and not dependent upon action.
Well, no, the question is the same. Both the zeros is a chiyuv to act a certain way, right? So it's a form of a shua. I mean, we could have thought like it's functioning like a shua. So you already said you're going to act like a nozer for the next 30 days and not eat.
Well, it says imach. So you're not saying you're going to be a nozer. You're saying you might be a nozer. We don't know yet.
I understand, but once he eats, he's been mechayim himself twice to do the same thing. It's like swearing, it's like making sure that I will not eat if it rains today. I will not eat if it rains today. It'll be the same thing, but it's not cow.
I guess what I'm saying is when you say it each time, nothing has happened yet, unless it's already raining, which is I don't know what. That's an interesting question in and of itself. Whereas the shur, the first statement takes effect immediately, thereby blocking.
No, but then what's the person says, shur, I will not eat if it rains today. And then he says again, shur, I will not eat if it rains today. It'd be the same thing. I'm not sure why the misuse is the case of imoichel, but the. The point of the Mora, wants to get that both that they both should. The point of the Mora wants to get the Michael that the starting point should be both of them should be immediate should be the same time. The Ron helps her. Let's see the Ron. Yeshet b'sef neder amrin nosim moichel. Mefarshu gemor dim oichel lav dafka. Who didn't nami mamar harini noser harini noser the chayvah kolachas va'achas. You don't need dafka im oichel. A lot of the tanigav shua shloy oichel tanig nami gabin neder im oichel. We want to tie both cases to a chilu. Okay. Now chayvah kolachas va'achas. The meaning. The mission is yechayvah kolachas va'achas. What does that mean? Loimar. The Chayv Linnar Naziris are called Kabbalah, but Kabbalah, both Naziris are effective, and he has the Chiv to be Noig both Naziris. Chiyomer Hareni Nozer, Hareni Nozer, the Chayv She Naziris, it means he's Chayv to Naziris, Mana Shlashim Yom, who may be Korban, Mechazer, Mana Shlashim Yom, who may be Korban. Menaf Kalon Begumorah, Me Nozer, Lahazir, a person is a Nozer, and still he's Lahazir. You can be a Nozer and still be Lahazir. Now, we call it Lahai Gavna Neder B'Sech Neder. Now, why is it called Neder B'Sech Neder? The Torah, you're saying I'm undertaking the two Nazirs one after the other. It's not B'Sech Neder. Which is what Russell was asking. If a person make a shul, I'm not eating today. I'm not eating tomorrow. So it works. So the Nazirs is the same thing, really. So it's not a good comparison. The answer is. It doesn't take effect then. It takes effect now. It's impossible to actually play it out until you finish the first one. Because I'll prove it to you, the Ron says. Because if you tell me that no, the timing that he made in the Naziris is ready a Nazir, and a second Naziris cannot take effect on the first Naziris. If that would be true, so hey, tochel lacher mikain, rein a loyder boisizma. So how can it take effect later? There's no engine making it take effect later. Mekimel kaila hashra. If it's not effective now, so it means his naziris that he said, which he's undertaking to do now, doesn't work. So it's like any sechal lister type of a svara. There's nothing. You know, if that's how we look at it, that we look at the naziris, the second naziris cannot take effect now. So it's like the second nisr taking effect on the first nisr, which doesn't work. So then nothing. So Ron learns that it's effective now. Okay. We'll see when we get to the Gemara that this really needs a little bit of a. What the Ron is saying needs to be fleshed out a little more. It is not going to be two chiyuvim. Not that he would be chayv twice in one ma'isa. The given the Omar shua shloichel kikers havelay mushba ba'ayim. Once he makes the shua, mesula kaila le shua shnia. The second one cannot take effect on that. Beloy Limmerstein Gamkein. And they said that he should have to do this shua and then the second shua afterwards. Also not. The Mishkachas law, Mashegim Naziris, the heat and a loy Kashtaim alachilachas, Mikomok Mishkachas, but Trechayuvi. Bishakoful Nidra based Pomim, Tadalim Lashtaim, Mashaykin Bishuas. So once the Shua is not Chal, there's nothing to be Chal later on. There's nothing to Chai him a second time.
Shiva Sukha.
The important verses over here, I think makes, we should probably do the Gemara first. Let's see, start the Gemara. Omer of Huna. Lo shod ela, the Omer Harini Nozer Hayoim. Harini Nozer Lamokher. The Miga, the Kamitoysef, Yarmi Yaseira, Chala Naziris on Naziris. Well, Omer Harini Nozer Hayoim, Harini Nozer Hayoim. Ain Chala Naziris on Naziris. It doesn't work. Shmuel says, no, I feel Omer Harini Nozer Hayoim, Harini Nozer Hayoim, Chala Naziris Alei. Okay, so it works. So the moral of Huna, so according to Huna, it's the Adatana ain't Shua, but Shua, rather than contrast, there's no Shua, you should say, listen, Yesh Neder Besach Neder, Vay Neder Besach Neder. By case of Neder being over here being the Zerus, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Rain and Ozra Yom, Rain and Ozra Lamacher, Yesh Neder Besach Neder. So the point is not a contrast between Shua versus Neder. In Neder itself depends what you said. Versus Kasha. Okay, so Morris says that's a good question. Now the Morris is going to challenge Rav Huna. Tanan, Yesh Neder Besach Neder, Ben Shua Besach Shua. So we're contrasting Neder to Shua. Silema Domer Harini Nozer Hayom, Harini Nozer Lamacher. So the case which Rav Huna would say is those are Yom, those are the Mocher. So then the comparable case by Shua also is the second Shua is expanding beyond the first Shua. The Chvos Tega Bishua Shlo Eichel Teinim because of Amar Shua Shlo Eichel Anovim. So you're adding more food. So my Lachela Shua Shua. So why wouldn't it take effect? Elamai what? So the Shua is not Chal because it's the same Shua. So then Shmuel is right. The Chvasi Gabi Nazir is Hechidami. I mean, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is Gavaldic. The Naziris is the exact same Naziris and it works. The Shua is the exact same Shua and it doesn't work. According to Huna, if it's next time the Zerus, it doesn't work either. So what's the case that it works? That the second Zerus is expanding beyond the first Zerus. So Shua works also like that. So what's the mission talking about? Okay. Amalukha Rav Huna, Masisim Domer Reini Nozer Hayoim, Reini Nozer Lamacher. No, the case of the Zerus was that the first Zerus, the second Zerus is expanding beyond the first Zerus. This the first zero starts from day 1 to day 30 and so there's day 2 to day 31. So since day 31 is Chal, the whole thing is Chal. But so what's the comparable case with Shua? The Chvasei Gavi Shua Domer Shua Shaloichel Te'enim because Domer Shua Shaloichel Te'enim Ve'anovim. So the he repeats the same way in the case of Zerus. There is X amount of overlap, plus there's more. So we're all there's X amount of overlap, but there's more. So the first Shua was no Te'enim. The second Shua was no Te'enim, Ve'anovim. So that doesn't work. Since the Te'enim part can't be Chal, the whole thing is in Chal. That's how Rav Huna learns the mission. Morris says, why not? Look, Kyle. Vomer Rabba, Shua Shaloichel Te'enim. Because of Rav Shua Shaloichel Te'enim, Ve'anovim. Vochel Te'enim, Ve'hifrish Korban. Because of Ochel Novim, so his Shua was Shaloichel Te'enim Ban Novim. So you understand he means them together. So if he ate Te'enim, so the first Shua was Shaloichel Te'enim. So that's also by itself. Then he eats a Novim. Zok Shmuel, Zok Rabbi, I'm sorry. Havla Novim Chatzishir, Vein Mevim Karban Chatzishir. It's only part of the Isser. Alma hechad Amar Shua Shaloichel Te'enim because the Amar Shua Shaloichel Te'enim Anovim Migal Dachal Shua Anovim Michal Namel Te'enim. It is Chal. Rav Huna Lusir LeKarab. If one doesn't hold like that, holds his knife chal. Since the teinim part can't be chal, and Yeshua wasn't that I'm not going to eat teinim or an oven. Yeshua was I'm not going to eat teinim with an oven, since he's already also to eat teinim anyway. So it comes out the only way he doesn't eat an oven is with teinim, and he can't eat teinim because of the first Yeshua. So the second Yeshua is not chal.
Is this also saying that there was a time period between the two Achimim that the second Shul would not be applicable to that of those two Achimim? That he ate Ta'anim, and then some time passes, and then he eats another. That the second Shul would not be applicable for that. Or even just taking the Rosh of the second Shul by itself. To the two have to be part of the same
eating. That's what the Moors understand. The Isser is eating Tainim and Oven together.
So if there was a time period between the two, Achilot would not be an issue, the problem with that Shul.
Correct.
What?
The second Shul was he's not going to eat Tainim and Oven together. Not that he's going to eat his Shul wasn't, I will not eat either Tainim or Oven. Is I will not eat Tainim and Oven together. No, we'll define it together as connected as process, whatever you define together means. Okay. Okay.